Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as you've been hearing, Brendan Howlan has announced that he'll step down shortly as Labour leader after the party's disappointing performance in the election. Labour won 6 Dáil seats, one fewer than the party had in the last Dáil and 31 fewer than when they were elected back in 2011. Brendan Howlan, you're welcome to studio.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks for having me.
When did you decide to step down as leader of the Labour Party?
I suppose over the weekend. I contemplated the results and I felt that the next phase of development for the party required somebody new. I was very happy to step into the breach when I suppose we were at our lowest ebb after the 2011 election. The party was very demoralised and I felt I could bring the strands together. We needed to do a lot of logistical work and I have strengths there in terms of unfortunately downsizing staff and moving head office and all the things we needed to do to get into shape with a new reality and at the same time to present a fresh image of the party, because the Labour Party has been at the vanguard of progressive politics for 70 years in this country. We don't always get the credit, but we do change Ireland for the good.
Yeah, and you could say you were as opposed to that you are.
Yes, we haven't the critical mass right now to be that vanguard, although we will still come up with the best ideas and others will plagiarise them, and that's grand, because making the difference, changing it is good. But I'm very confident. You know, there's an incredible volatility in politics, not only in this country, but across the world now. And just as the tide comes out, it goes in again. And just as the tide has come in for Sinn Féin, it'll go out again.
Yeah, but the tide went out for you in 2016. It stayed out. In fact, it receded some more.
No, that's not actually true. I mean, it's not very long ago since 2016. It's only 4 years. Mm. And that's not very long in terms of rebuilding and reshaping. And if you look at Fianna Fáil, for example, they're still at a fraction of what they were at their height. In fact, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are at the level we were in 2011.
But I suppose what would be most worrying for you in the Labour Party would be the lack of new blood.
That's not true. I mean, we have three new TDs.
Well, yes, two returned, like Jed Nash and Éireann O'Riordan.
But they're fresh, young, vital.
Had been TDs up to 2016. They are back now again. Newly minted TD, if we put it like that.
Duncan Smith is absolutely new. He's an absolutely fresh young face. We have a range of new candidates elected in the local elections. We need to present them and present a different image for the party too. I think me moving aside is part of that.
Is part of that. The thing was with Sinn Féin that candidates that they had run in the local elections who had dismal performances in the local elections, we've seen them rock home.
But that's a phenomenon that happens occasionally. It happened, we got 37 seats in 2016. In 92, we got 33 seats. These tides come in. The PDs had their day and so on. But the rock-solid Labour Party core vote that has been there, we have to re-win that. And that means getting back into connecting with people who have fallen out with us. And that's not...
Roisin Shortall?
Well,
Catherine Murphy?
I can be very honest.
Look at the Social Democrats, you know, where you say...
Well, they got half our vote and they got the same number of seats.
Three new TDs.
And fair play to them. And their policy platform is something that is absolutely in sympathy with ours. And I think over time, that will be a platform that we will cooperate with, we are two sides of the same coin in truth. Mm. There are personal reasons, obviously, for people to make different choices, and I hope that we will have a critical mass for Labour type people, because as I say, if you look across Europe, the best economies, the best worker protections, the best public services are where Labour is strong. We've never been strong enough, but we have always boxed above our weight and shaped the economic and political climate and the social.
You have a left now in country. Irish politics like we have not had before. But can I park that for a moment? Sure. Because I want to talk about the Labour Party and its view. I know there's a process that will now be gone through for the leadership. Will you support any particular candidate
No.
for the leadership at all?
No. My judgment now is it'll be a matter for the whoever wants to contest the leadership now, and we've options, obviously. I don't know who's going to throw their hat in the ring, honestly. And
I see three names in front of me.
Are there
here. Jed Nash, Eoin O'Riordan and Duncan Smith.
Well, there's three.
Oh, sorry, Alan Kelly, I should say. No, not Duncan Smith.
Well, there's
sorry,
four
the third
then.
Name was Alan Kelly. Maybe he very well will, you know. Maybe all five will.
I don't know the answer to that, but there will be, I hope, choice, and I hope that there will be robust debate. But at the end of the day, we will unite around a leader that will bring us on the next part of our journey of rebuilding, reconnecting with communities that we will be faithful to and loyal to, and they have been faithful to us in the past. And I hope we'll win back their trust again.
The party has decided today that you have no mandate to go into government. Mm. Does that mean you won't speak to Sinn Féin? You won't speak to anyone in relation to
no.
coalition or support?
I have a mandate to talk to all parties about policy. We have never been involved in the notion of the who, it's the what. And we have very clear views, and we were very honest, I think, and very direct in our messaging about health and about housing in particular, and about not cutting taxes so that we can afford decent public services. I will talk to anybody who wants to talk to me about policy, and we can support from the opposition benches any policy platform that does what we have set out needs to be done to solve the housing crisis and the health crisis.
But you will not...
Not participate in any government.
No. In any government, but
correct.
You will talk to everybody.
That's our view. And we will. We may well support policies or platforms from the opposition benches, but we will not be involved in government formation ourselves.
And I've heard you many times defend your time in government.
Will you keep asking the questions?
From 2011, and you defended the austerity decisions that you'd say you had to make at the time. You've received a huge amount of criticism for it constantly since, and that criticism still remains. You said today at
your
news
that's your editorial introduction to your question.
Would you argue with that?
I would, in as much as... I don't think anybody, I'm now almost liberated to face these questions. I have never been on a radio programme with yourself or anybody else that is not anchored in the decisions we had to make in the worst of times when we had no money. Other parties, including those who caused the collapse, are not faced with the same, you know, groundhog questioning.
But I suppose...
And we need to look forward to
the future. It's not
the
groundhog questioning, it's that you now have six seats.
Yeah.
You've paid a huge, your party paid a huge
But the more
price.
Often those questions are asked, the more likely that's going to be repeated.
You did say today that you might have taken your eye off the ball on certain issues.
I didn't say that, but I did say we made mistakes. I didn't say we did.
Labour might have taken its eye off the ball on certain issues?
No, I didn't say that.
No?
But in any event, it is true that we made mistakes in our time. We went in a crisis unprecedented in our state's history. I don't want to be talking about this all the time. And that's part of the reason I want to stand aside from the job.
Will it be in the book?
I think what we did in that time, we left the country immeasurably better than we found it. But now we have to envisage what the future will look like.
Okay.
And all that difficulty has to be for a purpose, and that is to have quality public service that young people in particular can enjoy, a health system, housing and so on, that will really be worthy of this republic.
One final question for you. Who's going to be the next Taoiseach?
That's a hard question. I think it'll be an amalgam of two of the three blocs. There's no other logical, numerical block that can deliver a Taoiseach. So the most likely next Taoiseach, I think, will be Micheál Martin.
Brendan Howland, thank you very much. You're staying in politics.
Absolutely.
You're continuing to represent
the
people of Wexford.
I'm looking forward to talking to you many more times
into
the future.
And I look forward to Brendan Howland, thank you.